Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
According to a recent Israeli study, Pfizer's vaccine is 40 times more deadly for old people than the actual COVID-19 virus. And deaths began skyrocketing in Vietnam and Cambodia once the vaccine was administered to the public. By all accounts, the cure, an experimental mRNA gene therapy, is far deadlier than the so-called asymptomatic disease, which amounts to the common cold. Despite the fact that the U.S. federal government deliberately poisoned the alcohol supply during Prohibition, killing at least 10,000 people, infected thousands of children with the polio vaccine in 1955, leaving hundreds with paralysis and killing almost a dozen, infected millions of Americans with simian virus from contaminated polio vaccines, and aggressively pushed highly addictive opioids on Americans while diligently securing the Afghan poppy fields with our U.S. troops. Despite a dreadful history of death, injury, and lies, millions of people are somehow willing to line up for the latest experimental shot from Big Pharma. But not only is the vaccine causing death and injury to the vaccinated seem to be shedding something terrible to the unvaccinated. And Big Brother does not want you to know about it. If you Google search mRNA vaccine shedding, all you will find are articles claiming that such a thing is a conspiracy theory, as if we are all stupid. But if you specify for anything published prior to, say, 2017, you will find a different story. Right at the top, studies show that vaccinated individuals spread disease, sources several scientific studies showing how vaccinated individuals can shed the virus for months and infect the unvaccinated. And in their very own vaccine trials, Pfizer was concerned about shedding. In particular, they were concerned about pregnant women being exposed to vaccinated test subjects by inhalation or skin contact. After a young woman posted on Instagram how her menstrual cycles were affected after coming into contact with a person who had recently been vaccinated, she was inundated with hundreds of messages from other women who have experienced the same. Her account has been deleted several times by Instagram for sharing these stories. Women who have bled for weeks after being in contact with the vaccinated. Women bleeding from their eyes. Women who have bled so badly they needed blood transfusions. Several women having miscarriages. And girls as young as 1 year old bleeding from their vaginas. These personal accounts are banned and censored from the public. And now President Joe Biden is announcing that fully vaccinated people can go outdoors without a mask. It seems that the worst is yet to come. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Now, that's yesterday's incredible report that's banned on video. There's a new one by Greg Reese. We're going to premiere on the other side when we kick off the main transmission today. Friday, April 30th, the year is 2021. And I'm your host, Alex Jones, and this is going to absolutely blow you away on the other side. A top Washington Post investigative journalist has come out and pointed out what Dr. Francis Boyle and others said on the show a year ago, but with the evidence that Fauci's covering up the Wuhan lab leak because he was running the secret illegal operations there, which is documented. But the fact is the Washington Post has come out with this. That means big changes are afoot. So much more to cover today on this Friday transmission! I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns of the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months, some for 6 months, some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding, because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second best seller is Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, 95% humanoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, April 30th, 2021. The globe has won the money, the power, and the glory. They're going to take you for everything you got.
That's far away. Supposed to get there with the way that we're living today. You talk lots about God. Freedom comes from the call, but that's not what this bitch wants. Not what I want at all. I want money.
Transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm extremely honored and blessed to be here with you today. I want to lay out a great truth to you up front, and then I'm going to give you more evidences of it. You're a very small planet hurtling through space, orbiting a standard yellow star, two-thirds of the way out of the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. There are 7.5+ billion people on this planet. The globalists see themselves as guardians of the Earth, guardians of the galaxy, and that they are doing an emergency stunning, poisoning, dumbing down, and then culling of the human population. And when you see their approach to animals, you see their same approach to us. The EU has laws that have been placed for more than a decade now that you don't take a sheep into a slaughterhouse and hit it in the head with a hammer. That's too crude. You know, it kills it pretty much right away or knocks it out. You electrocute it or you shock it and stun it unconscious, and then you butcher it. And so that's what they're doing, is poisoning us, dumbing us down with drugs and electromagnetic radiation and all these other systems, and psychologically confusing us, taking God away from us, separating us from God so we don't have any North Star, and then we'll be so stunned, so diseased, so much in a mesmerized sleep state that they'll be able to then go ahead and gut us, chop us up nicely, and end the species as we know it, so these super predators can play God. Imagine Bernie Madoff that stole $100 billion, roughly. Now, imagine Bernie Madoff with his Ponzi scheme. He was an amateur compared to the private Federal Reserve and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the British royal family and others. And then when his Ponzi scheme went under, well, he got in a little bit of trouble because he was ripping off the establishment that was betting with him as well. He was kind of double dipping. Well, the globalists have created thousands of quadrillions. Not thousands of trillions, which is a quadrillion. It's now in the thousands of quadrillions. So the thousands of the thousands of the thousands of the thousands of the billions upon the trillions. There's more fiat money than there is pretty much, I guess, atoms in the universe at some point. Certainly more than there is sand at all the seashores on this planet and many others. It doesn't matter. It's all fiat. And they have decided that they own the world because they created all this digital made-up garbage. And now they need to get us in debt. They need to get rid of our local economies. They need to bankrupt us and put us into a position of total control. And that's what all of this is about. But here are the really huge, gigantic issues that everybody needs to be made aware of. And that is,
many of us,
that is that the globalists are moving us into a post-human world. And when I sit here and I say a post-human world, I mean a post-human world. And so that is the slide of where all of this is going. And as the crises intensify, the very people that are carrying it all out are going to be the ones they're posing as our savior. And each new crisis they create, and each new crisis they exacerbate, and each new crisis they exploit, their corporate-controlled media will confuse and dumb down and create false hope to get the public to go deeper down the rat hole until it's too late and until they have absolutely no hope. I was going to air a very special report this segment, but I'm going to do it next segment now. And it's on band.video. So let me show you where it is. I'm going to go over there myself. I'm going to pull it up. There it is on screen for you. Fauci behind Wuhan COVID-19 leak, Washington Post reporter tells Joe Rogan. Boy, that's a pretty big deal, isn't it? And he told Joe this 2 days ago, and the media was smart enough to not take the bait and not talk about it. Oh, they'll talk about if Joe says, hey, young people don't need to take the vaccine because they don't really get sick from COVID. They can attack that all day and claim he's not a scientist, though he's about to have major scientists on his show to document all that, little bird told me. But that's a big deal because we've already known that, but now the fact that it started to come out shows that the system is having real trouble getting other people within the system who thought they're part of the power structure to go along with their own destruction. And so that's the big announcement I want to just get out here to you on this Friday edition. That they've stolen the planet through fraud. And they believe that you're like weevils that have gotten into the grain supply in the pantry and that you need to be exterminated. And when you act like a weevil and don't stand up for yourself and don't get informed and don't organize and don't demand innovation to empower humanity instead of enslaving humanity, and when you buy into the decadence and Satanism and unconsciousness that they're trying to sell you, you become what they claim you are in a self-fulfilling prophecy, and they will be able to then destroy you and your psyche and your soul and your mind and bind you to them forever. These are madmen. These are crazy people that take their psychotic will for total control and comport it into this system of saving the earth from the evil human infestation. These are the people Hitler only dreamed of being. These are the Rockefeller-funded bureaus that created the institutions that created Hitler, like the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute that grew out of the Cold Springs Harbor. and they know they can't launch a frontal assault on you, and so they do it by stealth. People ask, why are you so upset, Jones? Why do you have so much energy? Well, because I realize I'm being assaulted. I realize I'm being overtaken. I realize I'm being dominated and enslaved by very bad people, and I don't take it kindly. And I have an instinct to resist it and to organize against it, and that's what we've done here. And if other people would take this seriously, we would be able to turn this around very quickly. But if we don't turn it around, it's going to get much worse very, very fast. And don't worry, you'll wake up and fight finally at one point, and we're going to win in the end. The question is, how bad does it have to get first? Because the globalists, just because they have a will to dominate and control, doesn't mean they've even thought it all through. Doesn't mean they're going to succeed. They have an instinct to enslave and rape and kill and dominate because it's who they are, inbred genetic psychopaths. And they've gotten away with it, and no one stood up to them, so they have just gone into an orgy of control freak behavior. So our acquiescence and our submission is a green light to this cult of devilish, diabolical control freaks. When we come back, the huge breaking news on so many fronts. I've got news even bigger than...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
My friends, the globalist plan is controlled collapse of civilization. Food prices are set to go up 76% over the next 6 months. That's the Global Food Index by Bloomberg. It's very accurate. Amazon has tripled its profits, so most of the other big tech under the lockdown. It's only getting worse. Main Street is not bouncing back. The trucking companies are collapsing. There'll be one-third less gasoline this summer, so you'll be locked in your house. Regardless, they have begun the accelerated collapse of the borders. They are preparing the riots this summer and civil war. And we have Paul Joseph Watson joining us next segment. Big article on Infowars.com. Majority of French and national poll agree with military generals that the country is heading towards civil war with an Islamic leftist takeover, with police cars and police and others being killed and burned every night. And their French puppet president has declared he's going to have the military arrested and punished for daring to say that they are replacing the country with Islamicists, even though their president announced a year ago this is replacement migration. You're not allowed to do that. The ADL says so. They rule, of course, America, and the globalists rule Europe. And so that's how it is now. But let me get these part of a report. Greg Reese only puts out 3 to 5 minute reports. They're all excellent. I called him up at 6 o'clock last night, and I said, Greg, will you stay late tonight and tomorrow morning and get out a report on this? Because Joe Rogan had the courage to have this guest on, who's a big investigative journalist at the Washington Post, and that was 2 days ago last night, 3 days ago today, and it didn't get any coverage because they know it's true. They don't want to attack Joe Rogan for, oh, you had a Washington Post reporter on about Fauci being behind the Wuhan lab and the leak and covering it up, which is true and which is huge. But to have this come out and Joe Rogan cover it is massive. If we can force this story out, this could really devastate the New World Order and their whole operation. Because, again, it's the chutzpah, the bravado of Fauci and Gates running the Wuhan lab, having it moved from Chapel Hill. They're doing some damage control in this piece, not Joe, but the Washington Post reporter, defending Obama, saying, oh, Obama killed the program. No, Obama let the program be moved from North Carolina to Wuhan lab in Wuhan, China. So here is part of the report. It's a 9-minute report. It's very, very important. Fauci behind Wuhan COVID-19 leak. Washington Post reporter tells Joe Rogan this is a big deal. And that's Josh Rogan is the reporter. Here it is.
Many of us have heard this before. In April of 2020, it was reported that Anthony Fauci funded dangerous gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab in China, dealing with bat coronavirus. And in early February of 2020, this was reported by Dr. Francis Boyle, writer of the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act. But the mainstream media machine never picked up the story, other than labeling it a conspiracy theory. The mainstream media has been loyally protecting Fauci while propping him up as our savior. This is why Joe Rogan is currently being attacked in the mainstream media for being anti-vaccination. On the same day Rogan published his Josh Rogan episode, Media Matters published an article about an older episode dealing with vaccinations. Mainstream media ran with this old hot-button topic while ignoring the bombshell news that went out live to Rogan's massive audience. Josh Rogan is an American journalist who works for The Washington Post and CNN. He is part of the mainstream media machine, which makes his appearance on the Joe Rogan podcast rather interesting. Here are the highlights.
Okay, now here's the part where I'm going to get a little controversial. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay?
Sure.
Okay, so if I've gotten you that far, again, just to say that I don't blame anyone out there for having this notion that, like, this lab accident theory is kind of a kooky thing that, like, was cooked up by Mike Pompeo or something like that. I get why you think that. But now Trump's not, he's not here anymore, right? We don't have to argue about Trump anymore, hopefully, ever, again, right? And we can just look at the piles of circumstantial evidence, and there's plenty of circumstantial evidence that it could have come, there's some circumstantial evidence that it could have come from nature. I feel that the lab theory has more compelling circumstantial evidence because, again, they were doing that kind of research. They also, there was a huge cover-up, and the virus database went mysteriously offline somehow in December 2019.
There's also the evolution of the virus itself, right?
Robert Redfield, who was the CDC director at the time, a trained virologist, he says, I took a look at this virus, and I concluded that it is so powerful that it must have been evolved in a lab setting. And he pointed to the gain-of-function research, and they called him a racist, a conspiracy theorist, and all the rest.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's the controversial part. The godfather of that industry, the head of the pyramid, is a guy you may have heard of called Anthony Fauci.
I've heard of that guy.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear more?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Anthony Fauci, the hero of the pandemic, is the most important person in the world of gain-of-function research there is. In other words, he is, and not just him, there's Francis Collins at the NIH and some other people, but basically, he is the one dispersing all of the grants for this. He is the one who pushed to turn it back on after Obama turned it back off. That's a whole other crazy story. He turned it back on without really consulting the White House. That's breaking news. Never been reported. Just broke some news on your show right
really?
Now. Yes. He consulted the Office of Science and Technology Policy, which is like a part of the White House, but he didn't, you know, the White House put a pause on it. And then he, like, undid the pause. The details are a little sketchy. I'm not saying that he did anything necessarily wrong or illegal. I'm just saying that a lot of people that I know inside the Trump administration had no idea this had turned back on. He found a way to turn it back on in the mess of the Trump administration. Because the Trump administration is full of a bunch of clowns, right? So at the end, you could get stuff done if you just knew how to work the system. Fauci is the head of that system.
Why? What was his incentive?
That's everything. That's his whole career. What he would say, and to be fair, again, to be perfectly fair to him, he's trying to predict the next pandemic. He thinks this is the way that you predict the next pandemic. By digging up all these viruses, we got to dig up more and more viruses and play around with them because we're going to find how they evolve. Then we're going to come up with therapeutics and vaccines and all this stuff.
But there were no therapeutics.
Right, but we did have vaccines quicker than most because the DARPA funded a program to make our mRNA vaccines.
Okay, so let's put this on screen. The full report is on Infowars.com right now. And the point is that mainstream media is now reporting this. But there is the New Scientist report from 6 years ago. We put it back on screen. Pointing out that Chapel Hill did gain a function. And then it got banned in the U.S. because scientists complained here. And then it got moved. And actually Obama allowed it to be moved. So what that Josh Rogan is doing is damage control for the system. But it's still big news that he's up there saying all this. Remember what Dr. Francis Boyle said here 14 months ago? In late February, early March, he said that they claim they're doing this to find out what's coming next, but really they're making bioweapons, and then it got out of the lab. And we know from the Indian Institutes and others, the British, the German, the discoverer of HIV, scanned it with a CRISPR system and said it's five viruses cut together. It was manufactured. And I'm going to explain why it was manufactured more next hour. Paul Joseph Watts is coming on, but the full report, excellent job with all the back evidence by Greg Reese. Is on band.video. The full Joe Rogan interviews on Spotify, and an excerpt of it is on Joe Rogan's YouTube channel. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. 14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies.
We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Greg Reese said, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attacked, lied about, demonized broadcast in the world. And despite being the most banned, censored transmission on terra firma, we are the number one anti-globalist, pro-human transmission in the world. And our view of the planet has been proven to be deadly accurate from the globalist own reports, their own operations. That's why even Media Matters pulls their hair out and says, Rush Limbaugh, now gone, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, why, they're all clones of Alex Jones now. No, they're not. No, they're not. They now understand the globalist operation. And once the blinders are off, they don't need to listen to me to know what's going on. Once the public figures out that globalism is meant to get rid of the nation state, turn us all into third world slaves, and that they're going to use third world populations they've already enslaved and that they've already abused and they've already disenfranchised as political and economic and physical weapons against the West, we can start turning this around on this bombshell Friday Live. Washington Post investigation says Fauci behind Wuhan leak, says he's the main suspect, plus 60% hospitalized with COVID in the U.S., it's breaking mainstream news, received the Franken-shot. It's not a vaccine. 60% of those now in hospitals got the shot. Wow. Of course it's making him sick. Then they tell him it's COVID. I predicted that. Joining us for the balance of the hour, we got a bunch of other huge guests today, is Paul Joseph Watson. I wanted to get him on. I've got Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com joining us, and I host the Sunday show. I'm hosting all 4 hours Sunday. And Paul has lived in France. He recently moved back. He lives in London again. And he can tell you what it's like. 5 years ago, he went to no-go zones when the media said they didn't exist. He offered cash prizes to journalists and others. They went and found out, indeed, it was true. Majority of French agree with military generals that the country is heading towards civil war. There's basically a Marxist plan allied with Islam to destabilize and bring down the country and then have martial law used against the French indigenous. Macron said a year ago, we want 25 million people from the Middle East and Africa to be the new French. They want 600 plus million here in the U.S. replacement migration. So, Paul, explain to people what the general said. French puppet globalist is saying they want to arrest or punish these generals, but a new poll shows the vast majority of what's left of the French understand this is a takeover. And a lot of people say, oh, well, the French, they capitulated to Hitler, so what? The French are good people, folks. They've just been controlled by tyrants like we are, and we're all French tomorrow. London is Londistan. Look at our borders are wide open. Okay, so France is the gateway to the UK and to the rest of Europe and the world. So we need to stand with the French people. They're good people. Paul, this is very serious. Tell us what's happening.
Well, this is an open letter sent to the government of France, Alex. And we've heard noises from these military personnel before, both active duty and retired, by the way. Many of them retired generals. Warning about this situation on the edges of the suburbs of major cities in France. And this mirrors across many major European capitals, as well as other French cities, such as Lyon. That you have this parallel society whereby it's completely undermined the French government and their monopoly of power, which is essentially what government is. Because whenever, for example, and this mirrors in America with Black Lives Matter, you have a violent confrontation between a violent criminal in a French city and the police, when the police go in to try to deal with the crime, not only are they attacked on the scene, but then there is days, weeks of rioting as a result of the police simply trying to go in and enforce law and order. And not just the police, we're talking about fire trucks, we're talking about ambulance crews who are attacked, who are stoned when they merely go into these areas and try to do their job. So now they're warning about it in this open letter signed by 1,000 service members, including 20 retired generals, that there are dangers threatening France and that basically there needs to be a reconquering of these areas in order to restore any kind of order in these banlieues, in these ghetto migrant areas of France that the media for the past 6 years, Alex, have said were a complete conspiracy theory. And as you said, the main point of this is they did a poll afterwards, despite the recriminations against all these top generals saying they'd be punished. 59% of the French population said they supported them and agreed with them. So if they tried to brush this off once again by saying it's these extreme, radical, fringe, right-wing military generals, no, it isn't, because the majority of the population now agrees with their view, and that is a massive sea change that we've seen over the past few years.
And, Paul, let's be clear. When they talk about a La Reconquista, we could show hours of footage every day of burning police cars, burning buildings, thousands of people landing, running around, raping, killing all over Spain, all over Italy, all over Greece, all over everywhere. I mean, it is like something like out of Day of the Dead going on here. And now tourism's what, down 80% in Paris? It's plunging in London, even before the COVID lockdown. But even during the lockdown, they still keep bringing the invaders in. I mean, this is insane. So anybody can type in the reconquering of Spain, La Reconquista, and you can see how it took 400 years for the Spanish to take back what was medieval Spain when the Islamists had taken it over.
Yeah, and you can see this every time, for example, there's an African Cup of Nations tournament, because France has a ton of Algerian immigrants. In 2019, we covered this story. They rampaged through the streets of Paris. They attacked French citizens. And in their own words, this is not us talking about, oh, the conspiracy theory of the Great Replacement. This is what they said. We had the story at the time on camera. While they were rampaging through the streets with chainsaws, attacking statues, dragging down Charles de Gaulle statues, one of them said to camera, quote, "France used to colonize us, but today we colonize them." So that's in their own words. Another one said, "We conquered Paris faster than the Germans. It only took us 3 hours." Meanwhile, as they're tearing down Charles de Gaulle statues, the socialist mayor of Paris is on the streets with them, dancing in the streets with them, after the beheading of the school teacher last year, Samuel Paty, in Paris. And they have these beheadings every few months at this point, Alex. The French ambassador to Sweden, Etienne de Gonneville, told SVT broadcaster, quote, "France is a Muslim country." So it's that dual attack on the yellow vests, on the working class in France. It's not just the radicalized migrants that have been brought in that saying openly this is recolonization. It's the members of the government saying, yes, you're right, we're a Muslim country now, go ahead and take over. And these military generals warning against it, they're the bad guys.
What is wrong with the French? What is wrong with the Brits? What's wrong with Americans? I mean, we make fun of the French capitulating to Hitler so quickly. Well, they're capitulating to Islam. So is the UK. So is the US. So are we all, because we have traitors in our governments. Why the hell would the elites want to sell us out to this type of crap?
Well, because they want a complete monopoly on the class system where they're not going to get challenged. And if they let these people have their little territories where they can practice Sharia law, where they can set up parallel legal systems, which is exactly what's happening, they're fine with that happening. And sod all the working class French people. You know, some of these areas, Alex, are 50%, 60% migrants in France, but they're still 40% of the native population.
But I mean, wait a minute. The New York Times said there is no no-go zones, there is no Muslim violence.
It was interesting. This is another aspect of it, the media cover-up, right? They said there were no-go zones because some guy on Fox News said that Birmingham was completely Muslim, and they said, well, that's wrong. That means there are no-go zones as a very concept. Doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy theory. It exists. In Sweden, the postal service won't even deliver parcels to some areas because they get attacked. The postmen get attacked. Oh, but no-go zones don't exist. You had the Notre Dame Cathedral fire. I was watching it live, Facebook Live, Muslims on the live feed celebrating the attack. BuzzFeed comes out with a hit piece and says that was a hoax because we didn't know what they were celebrating, while the live video of the cathedral was there on the top of the post, burning in the background. So the media covers it up.
Well, all we know is the UN admits a doubling 10 years ago of Christian persecution, now a tripling worldwide. So if you're a Christian anywhere in the world, the Muslims are killing you, including Africa. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson about what's coming next. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Watson of Summit.News, what an excellent site, is joining us right now. He hosts every fourth hour on Tuesdays. He also joins us for special events and reports. He also does some reporting for InfoWars out of Europe. And he is visiting his family that's moved there to Spain. Paul, pulling back here for the whole Alex Jones audience, you know, tune into the Alex Jones show here. I mean, you wrote an article 3 years ago that was the top story on Twitter. Where you quoted the UN and linked to them saying, and their own website, UN.org, saying we're going to have 600 plus million replacement in the U.S., 200 plus million for France, 180 million for Germany. They list it all. They say the plan. They say they're going to organize refugee camps in these third world countries and bring them here. George Soros is in Reuters 3-4 years ago bragging that he gets State Department money and, you know, gives billions to these people to come here with debit cards. And then when Lou Dobbs covers it, they threaten to fire him on Fox saying it doesn't exist. How are they going to have this paradox where they had the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, say you were a liar, had Snopes say you were a liar, when all you're doing is pointing at them. It's like Fiona Hill from the State Department. That was on 60 Minutes and in congressional hearings. And she goes, Alex Jones is lying about me. I don't know what a globalist is. I don't know George Soros. These are quotes. She was the head of his Open Society on the board. She was the head of the board, chair of the board. She is the main writer at theglobalist.com. I mean, it's like Hitler saying, I don't know what a Nazi is in 1942. It's like Superman saying, I don't know what Krypton is. I mean, it's just, what is up with this gaslighting? Because we're under full Islamic globalist invasion. We're under full New World Order invasion. Our borders are gone. We're all being attacked by the same globalists. And they just say it doesn't exist, Paul.
Well, is that old trick that they've pulled for well over a decade now, where if you talk about it and you say it's bad, then it's a conspiracy theory, it doesn't exist, you need to be censored because you're a dangerous radical. But if you talk about the exact same subject and say it's a good thing, then it's a good thing and you're part of the team, right? Joe Biden came out many times years ago and said the browning of America was a great thing, the replacement of white people in America was a great thing because it allows them to import a voting bloc. I mean, we've had studies. Again, they say diversity is a strength. They had a big study out of Copenhagen University, and they looked at every single metric. They studied 1,000 different cases and said, no, it increases community tensions, it increases crime, it increases depression and dislocation amongst people living in society. It does not work. And that's evidence in France, in Belgium. You mentioned it before the break. We literally got chased out of one of these no-go zones while the media at the time was saying they didn't exist. This was immediately after the Paris.
Let's be clear, they wouldn't give you service at gas stations, at restaurants, at pubs, at drugstores. Whole areas you were refused and told, leave, you are white.
Yeah, and we know why, because we went into Molenbeek, Brussels, where one of the main Paris massacre terrorists was being hidden, protected by that community. And he stayed there in a major European city protected after carrying out one of the most vicious, brutal attacks in history for 4 months without being discovered. And then they say, oh, well, it's not all Muslims. No, not all Muslims are going to carry out terror attacks. But how can somebody who's responsible for such an atrocity, subject of one of the largest manhunts in European history, be protected by a community that has nothing to do with it?
Well, exactly. If 5% were against him, he would have gotten caught. No, they were all for it. And let's expand on that. It's not that brown people are, quote, bad. It's that the UN exploits their countries, collapses them, puts them in refugee centers for 3 to 6 months, brainwashes them, brings them into leftist areas to be controlled by radical imams and leftists who then milk part of the welfare off of them. It's the same scam globally. And so now, as soon as brown people became the majority now in the United States and areas of Europe, as soon as that happened, then the media tells us white people are bad. So they're literally trying to invoke the brown populations they brought in to then hate white people. This is classic divide and conquer, Paul.
Precisely. And I mean, we mentioned the terror attacks. There are numerous high-profile cases in France, not just the Paris massacre, which, by the way, the majority of the Paris massacre terrorists were brought in on the refugee wave. They entered France as refugees. The guy who beheaded the school teacher, Samuel Paty, was a refugee. He was given residency permits. The person who beheaded a woman and two others in Nice, next to a church, was a boat migrant who literally arrived on the refugee wave. So we have numerous solid examples of that. But again, you have the media covering it up. And as I mentioned with the BuzzFeed, they literally came out and said it was a hoax, that Muslims were celebrating the Notre Dame Cathedral fire because they said, oh, we don't know what they were celebrating. Okay. So it was a live feed of the biggest news event in months with the video of the Notre Dame Cathedral burning in the background. And they say, oh, we don't know their religion. It's just Muhammad sending a smiley emoticon and, you know, Habib and Abdul sending a thumbs up emoticon. Bang, 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 for like 3 hours straight on a Facebook live stream with the cathedral burning in the background. They came out and said it was a hoax. They said it was a hoax they later had to delete.
And Paul, all over the world, Christians aren't allowed. Muslims don't allow Christian churches, except maybe if you're in Syria, and those are getting bombed by outside jihadis that Obama funds. I mean, the fact is, Islam does not live in peace with any other religion but Islam, and different factions of Islam continually kill each other. They need a reformation, just like when Catholics and Protestants were killing each other for 500 years. It needs to stop.
The many examples of these migrant ghettos in Paris and other cities where the refugees are embroiled in running street battles with each other. And in fact, I think I sent a video to your producer which shows one of them in Paris. But you talk about the attacks on churches. In an average year in France, this is 2018, there were 1,062 anti-Christian acts. Now, compare that to anti-Muslim acts. We're always told that, you know, anti-Muslim Islamophobia is a big problem everywhere. Just 100 in comparison, one-tenth the amount. We see numerous examples of the Virgin Mary being beheaded, even in local little villages in France. An average of 2 churches a day are vandalized in France. Then the Notre Dame Cathedral fire happens, and within 3 hours the media is saying, oh my God, how dare these people even suggest that this might have been deliberate. When churches are being attacked and burned down in France on a daily basis, Jews are fleeing Paris because of the hate crime attacks against them. Yet we're supposed to bow to these imams, as he said, and these clerics who radicalize these individuals and expand this parallel society that's got France in such a big deal.
How do the globalists, because they admit they're doing that, he's written so many articles about, they admit they're doing this to destabilize, take over, collapse society, that they'll be in these special armored city areas and rural areas controlled, we'll all be living in squalor. How do they think they'll get away with this? Why would they destabilize the whole world just to be, just because they love madness, they love insanity? Because, you know, Hitler said, I just like war and burning buildings. He just loved the death. And he wasn't actually trying to build anything, he wanted to blow everything up.
I think some of them genuinely have this post-colonial hangover of white guilt where they're so ensconced within their ivory towers that they feel completely guilty at the luxurious lifestyles that they live. But the net effect of it, Alex, is, you know, Michel Welbeck, who is a famed French intellectual and author, published on the day of the Charlie Hebdo massacre a book called Submission. And he predicted before Charlie Hebdo happened that you would have so much violence, so much dislocation in society as a result of the failure to integrate these large Muslim migrant populations, that there would be a Muslim coalition government which would take power in the name.
Hold on, Paul. You got to go. We got to go to break. Do 5 more minutes with us. We have the Canadian pastor that's been raided by the police multiple times. Now they say they're going to come with force and shut him down. Got an update from him coming up. Also, we got a lawyer coming on that's filed lawsuits in Connecticut. They're filing other suits to stop forced inoculation. It is all coming up today. We've got a jam-packed transmission. Plus, we have a medical doctor coming on to expose how dangerous the COVID vaccines are that aren't vaccines. And a top-level genetic engineer and scientist has come out and said that the majority of people now being admitted to hospitals are there because they had vaccine damage, and they're calling it COVID-19. That is huge. We'll come up with Paul Watson to finish up with the information out of France and so much more. Please don't forget, Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula is wonderful for your immune system, wonderful for your joints, wonderful for detoxing, wonderful for your bones, for everything. It is available 50% off, even though it's been sold out for months. But we got a limited supply of it, so the 50% off is going to end Tuesday morning. Vaso Beach will extend that about a week, but that'll be selling out too. Very concentrated. People love it. It's got, you know, 4.9 stars. Infowarsstore.com, and you can see the incredible reviews for yourself on Bodies, 4.9 stars, on Vaso Beach, 4.9 stars, the great sleep aid, Down and Out, 4.7 stars, that's 40% off, about to sell out, Rocket Rest, 40% off, about to sell out, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Winter Sun for your immune system, those are very close to selling out, but still massively discounted as well, Infowarsstore.com, stay with us.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID.
That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.